Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm here at the library picking up books. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids, all about the library, the Allegan County Library. I really hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Grace. You are listening to 105.9 CHPD FM DuBrigg, broadcast for your listening pleasure from Elmer, Ontario. I'm Julie Berry. We are very glad to have you with us tonight to celebrate bunnies. You may be asking yourself, why on earth would anybody want to celebrate bunnies? Well, I have one word for you, my friends, chocolate. And if that doesn't help you, let me say chocolate bunnies, chocolate chicks, chocolate eggs, chocolate roosters, chocolate teddy bears, chocolate anything and everything under the sun. Chocolate. Grace and I were chatting at the Fred Bodsworth Public Library of Fort Burwell, and she most graciously agreed to help out with our bunny show. Whenever it's not me talking, it's most likely Grace. We have a few bunny stories for you. And just in case you think bunnies are cute and soft and sweet little things, our first story, Big Bad Bunny, will give you another perspective. You need to find yourself a snuggle bunny for listening to this show. All comfy? Here goes.
Our first story tonight is Big Bad Bunny by Alan Durant and Guy Parker Reese. Big Bad Bunny is wearing a big sombrero on his head, and he's trying to be a scary cowboy. But instead of guns, he's carrying carrots.
Here comes Big Bad Bunny. He's coming to get your money. Down the road goes Big Bad Bunny. He sees a little chick.
Little chick, give me your money,
cries Big Bad Bunny. But little chick hasn't got any money. All she has is a little bit of corn.
I'll take that,
cries Big Bad Bunny. Then off he goes to get some money. Down the road goes Big Bad Bunny. He sees a little squirrel.
Little squirrel, give me your money,
cries Big Bad Bunny. But little squirrel hasn't got any money. All he has is one little nut.
I'll take that,
cries Big Bad Bunny. Then off he goes to get some money. Down the road goes Big Bad Bunny. He sees a little goat.
Little goat, give me your money,
cries Big Bad Bunny. But little goat hasn't got any money. All he has is a little bit of milk.
I'll take that,
cries Big Bad Bunny. Then off he goes to get some money. Is no one safe from Big Bad Bunny? Into town goes Big Bad Bunny. He wants to get some money. Into the bank goes Big Bad Bunny. He's going to get some money. At the counter is Wise Old Bunny.
Give me your money,
cries Big Bad Bunny.
I want it all. I want it now.
All my money, says Wise Old Bunny.
All your money,
cries You-Know-Who. Well, okay, sighs Wise Old Bunny. Hold out your hands. Here's one bag of money, says Wise Old Bunny. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Big Bad Bunny's legs disappear. Big Bad Bunny's hands disappear. Big Bad Bunny's neck disappears.
Yikes,
cries Big Bad Bunny. Big Bad Bunny's head disappears. All that is left of Big Bad Bunny are the tips of his ears and the bags of money.
Let me out,
shouts Big Bad Bunny. If you want to get out, says Wise Old Bunny, you must give back all you took and say you're sorry and promise never again to take our money.
Okay, I promise.
So, back up the road goes Big Bad Bunny. He gives back the milk to Little Goat.
Sorry, Little Goat,
says Big Bad Bunny. He gives back the nut to Little Squirrel.
Sorry, Little Squirrel,
says Big Bad Bunny. He gives back the corn to Little Chick.
Sorry, Little Chick,
says Big Bad Bunny. Big Bad Bunny feels sorry and sad. He's had enough of being bad.
How can I show them I want to be nice? I'll bake them a pie with sugar and spice.
Back in town, everyone is safe now. So is their money. but things are quiet with no Big Bad Bunny. But hey, what's this? Says wise old Bunny. Here's a picture of a pie that's floating through the sky because it's being held up by a whole bunch of balloons. And it says on the pie,
to all my friends, surprise, surprise.
It's very good, Bunny, popping right out of that pie. Our next story is a make-believe story that tells us how chocolate rabbits were invented. Listen to this.
This is the story of Birdie Rabbit. He was a very special rabbit, and it's thanks to him that there are chocolate rabbits in the shops every Easter.
Birdie had two sisters, Polly and Patty. Every day they complained loudly.
Must we go to school?
But Mother Rabbit wanted them to be very wise, and she made them go. She cooked their breakfast, cleaned their ears, and combed their silky fur and whiskers, and sent them off with their lunch boxes. Birdie's father was a fine artist. He earned enough to keep his family by painting Easter eggs. He used many colors and many patterns. He painted eggs blue or pink with blue stripes. He decorated them with tiny flowers, and sometimes with shining stars, or even with wavy colored lines. He was very clever. Every year, Father Rabbit set aside a little of his hard-earned money until he could announce proudly, "We're going to have our photograph taken." While Father Rabbit spent his days painting eggs, Mother Rabbit looked after the house and made sure Bertie and his sisters went out to collect fine, fresh eggs. The young rabbits enjoyed taking their baskets into the countryside, but Bertie often ran off to play with his friends, and he ate every carrot he could find. Best of all, Bertie liked to go off on his own. He would wander away and forget all about his sisters and about collecting eggs. Polly and Patty returned with their baskets full of eggs. One day, Bertie Rabbit had collected some particularly fine eggs.
"Hello,"
said the mice twins, who were sitting sunning themselves. Bertie stopped to talk to them, leaving his egg basket balanced on a stone. Crash! The basket fell over, tumbling the eggs onto the ground.
"What should I do?"
wailed Bertie, running to his sisters.
"Cheer up, Bertie. You can have some of mine. Mother will never know."
That night, Mother Rabbit was so pleased with her children that she decided to make a chocolate cake. After carrots, this was their favorite food. She set her alarm clock and settled down to sleep. Rang the alarm, and Mother Rabbit got up to prepare the chocolate. When it was ready, she put the saucepan on one side to cool and crept back to bed. "What a treat for my family," she thought, "and what a surprise."
"Yummy, yummy,"
said little Bertie, who was awakened by the lovely smell of chocolate. He leaped out of bed and ran downstairs. Bertie climbed on a stool.
"Just to look,"
he said. Then he put one little paw onto the saucepan.
"Just to taste."
Then the stool fell over. Goodness gracious, Bertie was covered all over in chocolate. His cries awakened the family, who came running to see what had happened. They stood around speechless until suddenly Father Rabbit shouted, "I've got an idea! A marvelous idea! Why hasn't anyone thought of it before?" "Stay absolutely still, young Bertie. Don't move a whisker." Father Rabbit quickly got his tools and a piece of wood and started to carve. Soon he had shaped the wood so that it looked exactly like poor little Bertie, all covered in chocolate. Mother Rabbit prepared more delicious chocolate. Then she poured it into the rabbit-shaped mold Father had made from his little wooden rabbit. While the chocolate was setting, Mother Rabbit turned to Birdie. Off you go and wash away every bit of chocolate. I want to see my own rabbit again. At last, the family settled down to breakfast, chattering excitedly.
We've seen the first chocolate rabbit.
From that day, many, many chocolate rabbits appeared in shop windows, and many, many of them were made by the rabbit family. At Easter time, chocolate rabbits even appeared sitting among Easter eggs on very special cakes.
Who do you think delivered all those chocolate rabbits? Why, little Birdie, with his own yellow cart, and he never dropped a single one.
Thanks to Cameron, Chloe, and Naomi, who helped us with that story. Cameron and Chloe have a couple of riddles guaranteed to tickle your funny bone.
What's the best way to catch a unique rabbit?
Unique up on it.
How do you catch a tame rabbit?
Tame way. Unique up on it. Check it in, check it out. Wouldn't be possible without the generous support of the Elgin County Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And thank you to Grace, Cameron, Naomi, and Chloe for their help tonight. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. I'm Julie Berry. Thank you so much for listening. Now, stay tuned for Mary Hamm.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Axe and Mary Hamm, and Axe Schof by the Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They sind all new up. The opener stunts sind on the library darren to sein. You can phone, nen dot phone number as 519-631-1500-09, wann you noch mehr Information fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid wat wir han in unser libraries zum Junt und Juna Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.